The federal government is getting ready to roll out its first ever pandemic budget and the first budget in 2 years. Tim Powers is a political commentator, managing director of Abacus Data, and a regular contributor here on the VOCM Morning Show. He joins me on the line from Ottawa. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn. Actually, it's ironic. The first budget in 25 months, because I was looking it up this morning. The last budget was March 19th, 2019, and a fellow by the name of Bill Morneau, long but forgotten, was the finance minister. And, of course, today we have the first female finance minister, Chrystia Freeland, so that is good news, delivering the first federal budget in 25 months.
All right, so what can we expect?
Well, the federal government is on full leak mode. Just before getting on with you and Ben this morning, I clicked on the various news sites, and here's the lead item they're leading with, and this will make people happy if it does come to fruition. $2 billion for child care, described by the Globe and Mail in their story this morning as being on track for a plan that would include a $10 a day child care option for families. Now, important to give the history here. Since 1993, the federal government have been promising different versions of child care. I don't know how this $2 billion will work and what it will look like and if it will in fact turn into different forms of $10 a day child care, because ultimately provinces have the ability to determine their child care programs. But they are putting this $2 billion figure with it. Some suggest that it's a good start, but we will see after 4 p.m. Eastern what in fact is actually there and how it will be spent.
And how important is this budget for the Liberals and really for the country as a whole?
Well, look, it's still pretty important. So, look, some of the other things that are in there, so I can answer that question. So, we're still in the middle of the pandemic, or the third wave, at least in Ontario, BC, Quebec, Alberta, even in Newfoundland and Labrador. You're getting new numbers today. So, there's a $12 billion extension, for example, to the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy Program, so people can continue to work. They're going to call that apparently the Canada Recovery Hiring Program. When we're ready to recover and hire, $100 billion apparently for housing, transit, green, and new technology investments. So the budget is important, to answer your question, Jerry Lynn, to continue to showcase the federal government is, as Justin Trudeau likes to say, being there for Canadians, and also for the federal government to set themselves up for an election at some point. Don't think it's going to be the spring at the moment, given all of the challenges in Ontario, Quebec, Alberta, and BC around COVID, but it's a key political document for the federal government to show that they're connected and they're investing in Canadians. That's their hope with it.
And so what type of stimuluses can Canadians expect?
Well, there's a big debate about whether they should stimulate too much or not enough right now. So the one number floating around, as I said, is about $100 billion for housing. There's a need in most major urban centers for new social housing, for transit, and for green tech. Again, it's announced as green tech. Don't quite know what that means. There's going to be apparently some venture capital fund for green technology, which is supposedly going to help stimulate different types of manufacturing, windows, doors, etc. Again, to be spelled out, but they're trying to think, I think, strike a balance between saying we're not quite out of the pandemic and you don't want to stimulate too early, but money firing out of a fire hose won't be a problem in this budget for the federal government. The problem will probably come in a year or two when the spending needs to be a bit more regulated. They're going to say today, again, according to the Christmas Day of leaks that we're having right now, that there'll be about a $400 billion deficit. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how much we're going to hear, Jerry Lynn, about when transition will happen, because, again, they want to send the message they still need to spend to help people, those who need child care, those people who are still aren't working and the like. But I've got some bad news for you and Ben. So in the budget, you guys can't buy your luxury boats because apparently there's going to be a tax, a special tax on private cars over 100K and jets over 100K and boats over 250K. So you and Ben are going to have to rein in your spending. You can't be out buying those new toys.
Tax the rich, tax the rich. But investment in jobs, I mean, growth and rebuilding, are we going to see any of that kind of thing?
Well, I think this Canada Recovery Hiring Program, which is the extension of Q, so there were still down 300,000 jobs since the beginning of the pandemic. They're hoping that this Canada Recovery Hiring Program will stimulate employers to hire people or keep them on. So CEWS, as you know, or CEWS, I should say, Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy Program, that was the intent of that. Look, federal government will pay you to keep your employees. Now they're saying we're going to help transition that into a Canada Recovery Hiring Program. So we want you to, if your business is shut down, we're going to now give you some money that maybe you couldn't use as a wage subsidy to hire people. So that's part of what they're looking at, how that will work, how employers will react to that. Can employers go there right away? That is what will be determined over time. I'm sure Canadian Federation of Independent Business and others will have some thoughts on that later today and tomorrow when they learn the details.
And can we expect any effort to get a balanced budget? Or will, you know, pandemic supports continue to kind of derail that elimination of the debt?
Yeah, it's look, they're comfortably stating in just about everything that I've read today that there will be a $400 billion deficit. Yes, $400 billion deficit. And they seem content to say that. They don't have any real political flack coming at them on the other side. Aaron O'Toole and the Conservatives recently said it will take them 10 years to balance the budget. To get the deficit under control and attempt to balance a budget. That's given the Liberals a lot of space to move, and I don't think they're feeling a hell of a lot of pressure right now, and you see it across the country, provinces from Newfoundland and Labrador all the way to British Columbia saying there needs to be more investments, so there's no political pressure right now of any great magnitude to say turn off the fire hoses of spending because we're still burning in Canada.
And Tim Powers, we do have a couple of minutes. I'd like to ask you what life is like in Ontario right now during the third wave. Is Ottawa, you know, greatly impacted?
Jerry, then it's changed dramatically. I'm happy to share. I recently got COVID, and I've been very lucky. I've been very well cared for here. I've been very fortunate to not to have had the worst of symptoms. And unlike the other two waves that we've had here, my story is now the story of many others, people who are closer to the disease, getting the disease. I tell you, I know you have the premier coming up, and I would say, as the premier of Ontario said to him, people are grateful in Ontario that Newfoundland and Labrador is going to send some medical personnel here, because what's happening in ICUs, we just don't have enough physicians at the moment, and people legitimately are scared and concerned and feeling very worried. But it gives them comfort to know that, you know, home, in my case Newfoundland and Labrador, is helping out.
How is Prime Minister Trudeau doing to be seen when it comes to the vaccination rollout?
I think a lot of Canadians are frustrated with the finger pointing, Jerry Lynn. I mean, you see that more here in Ontario. There's been a back and forth between Premier Ford and the Prime Minister. But when you hear stories about the challenges with Moderna, I think it was this last week, going to be late in shipments, people are frustrated. There's blame going around everywhere at the moment in Ontario. Doug Ford is wearing the vaccination problem, despite his efforts to say this is a federal problem as well. But again, I think the average person, from what we're seeing in our Abacus polling, has little time for the finger pointing, and they just want to see the vaccinations accelerate.
Tim Powers, political commentator and regular contributor on the VOCM Morning Show, I thank you for your insights.
You are welcome.